So I pulled Tate aside, and it's all about communication as a coach. So I communicated with Tate. I said, "Hey, Tate, let's take some pressure off you, man. Let's do it with Andre. Come in and be a scoring threat." And I will say this, Tate had 24 the first game, 13 the second, and I didn't hear this. One of my assistants said to it, Tate came, they called a timeout. Tate came to the sideline after he hit a three. He was shaking his head and he said, "I'm back." And you love it. You love how he responded. You love his confidence level was just sky high. And then I'll tell you this, conversely, Keith Clemens had a bounce to his step that he was starting. And I think it all came down to communication that it wasn't a punishment. It wasn't a bench. It was, we got seven starters. Let's look at it that way. I said, look at all these top 25 teams have seven guys playing 20 or more minutes. And it was all about communicating and painting the picture of what we wanted. And I thought Tate was just like Andre, man, he handled it unbelievably. He was like, absolutely, coach. And it took a little pressure off him.